This is the Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Good morning, Tuscaloosa. Good morning, Tuscaloosa, internet world. How we doing today on a Wednesday? This is going to be a real short edition of the morning version of the Joe Gaither Show. We're going to come back later in the day. You don't see us here in the Derek Daniels State Farm Studios because we're headed over to Alabama football practice today. Camp gets going today. But before we do get over there, we want to remind you we've had a great time. We've had two great interviews already with Jimmy Jenkins and with Bobby Humphrey over the last couple of weeks about nothing but a winner. So as you guys are getting excited about day number one of Alabama football camp, go out and look for a great movie theater to look up this great movie and to help you or to get you even more excited about it. I want to bring you an interview with two of the stars. We've got Caleb Castile, who is the producer of Nothing But a Winner, and his father, Jeremiah Castile, joining me this morning to talk about this film. And gentlemen, thank you guys so, so much for joining me today. I hope that things are well. I know it's been a very busy time for y'all. Caleb, thank you for your time, and we'll just start with you, man. How excited are you to see your film today get widely spread across the Southeast?
Oh man, super, super excited. Hey Joe, thanks for having us on. It's early. I'm up on the West Coast, man. So this is great. This is great. No, I appreciate you having us. We're super excited. I enjoy your enthusiasm this morning, and thanks for having on Marlon and Bobby and Jimmy. And so yeah, we're just super excited for Thursday.
Well, actually, it's tomorrow. You're right. Oh my goodness gracious! I'm a day ahead of myself. I apologize. Thank you so much for correcting me, Jeremiah. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you? Are you getting excited? Because Alabama football starts today for the new year.
Always, I say the season comes quickly and goes quickly. It's 8 months goes by very fast, and from January to August. And so I try to stay where I'm excited about the smell of the grass in the fall.
Absolutely. Well, you guys are prominent figures in this film. And we spent 2 weeks ago about 30, 40 minutes with Jimmy Jenkins. I got to see the film ahead of SEC Media Days. And then last week, Bobby Humphrey gave us about 30 minutes as well. So I'll just get right into the what we saw. Caleb, you're one of the main producers on this film. But your father is featured prominently in interviews, and obviously his story in relation to Coach Bryant is a prominent theme as well. What did you learn about your father as you put this film together?
Oh, wow. I learned a lot, actually, surprisingly, in all the years that I've been hearing him tell these stories. I learned that, beyond my dad being the man of faith that he is, he's resilient. And I think that there's a level of resilience and determination that I was able to see come through these interviews. You know, you watch the film, Joe, and it's like these older, wise, grizzled men, it's like they jumped into a time capsule, right? It's like they transported through time and they were back as their 18, 19-year-old selves. So to be able to see my dad be transported in a way back to those moments, it just really showed me like, wow, man, like Pops was just tenacious then. He was resilient. He was committed to, you know, to his team and to the values that Coach Bryant was instilling in them at the time, and committed to going and doing what it took to win those games and to really continue the legacy that those men that came before him in the early 70s had to, you know, those barriers they broke, you know. It was really kind of, you know, it's like you get there in 78 or 79, like, you know, my dad and his teammates did. It's like, it's a lot to carry, you know, just being 4 or 5 years removed from that first, well, I would say probably 8 or 9 years removed from that first class of integrated guys who won that championship. But yeah, long answer, but I would just say, like, man, like, I was really, really just taken back by the level of resilience that was required of them at such a young age.
Jeremiah, when I was in high school, I read a couple of Coach Bryant books just to get really excited about football in general. And one of the things that always stuck with me was the stories of the Liberty Bowl, MVP of the Liberty Bowl, Coach Bryant's final game. One, how cold was it that day? Because that's what everything that everybody says. It was one of the coldest nights ever. And then secondly, a broader picture, what kind of lessons do you see that you imparted on Caleb, not only in his time playing at Alabama, but what he's doing in his film career, really getting after it in producing and acting and just everything he's doing in the media world?
Joe, looking back at the Liberty Bowl, it was probably about 25 degrees that night. Wet, it rained, cold, and just was not a good atmosphere for a defensive back to make the plays of being MVP. You know, 3 interceptions and a fumble caused fumble. It the Lord really just blessed me that night. What I was very intentional on, and well, first of all, before I got married and had children, I was there at the university. I hung on every word Coach Bryant said. I was one of those guys going to be sitting up front with a pad, pen, and taking notes on everything. Being an undersized defensive back, and you've been told you're too small, you know, you've just got to gather all the information you can get from wherever you can get it. And so I was very I was one of those players that was very intentional. And so after 4 years at the university, I got drafted in the third round. And Coach Bryant was like a father away from home for me. He was a leader. He was a father figure. And so he helped mold and shape my philosophy on life. I get married as a rookie going into my rookie year in the NFL, and I made a decision I was going to raise our children with those values that I received, the things that he taught me, the things my father also taught me. And so when Caleb's time came to go to university, or when Caleb was a senior in high school, coming out of high school, he already had 2 brothers that had played at Alabama on scholarship. And Alabama didn't offer Caleb a scholarship, but he had scholarship offers in other places, other universities. And we sat and we talked, and my counsel to him was, the best, you want to make your decision on where you're going to go to college based on the best leadership. And that was my experience at Alabama. Was Coach Bryant was a great leader, so it impacted. There's just a ripple effect in every area of your life. So this is a very important decision. And that's the way I viewed it, you know, with past, you know, 20 hindsight's 2020, as they say. And I said, hey, Caleb, I think Coach Saban will be the best leader for you. And we're sitting there saying, well, he's not offering a scholarship. I respect Caleb to this day very highly because he listened to his father, and it wasn't an easy decision, man. It was hard. And so he's going to walk on in Alabama. And what I told him, I said, hey, the leadership that Coach Saban will give you, I'll pay for that type of leadership. And lo and behold, we walk on, and Coach Bryant, one of the things that we were able to do was receive funding from the Bryant scholarship. So Coach Bryant left a situation where players that lettered their children could go to school, and he would help fund that through tuition for former players who lettered at least 1 year. So we had some help there, and we had 4 children total of six go to Alabama. All six of our children went to Alabama. And Caleb was the only boy, you know, the of the three males to walk on. And man, God really blessed that, because we end up winning the 11 and 12 national championships during his time at Alabama. And all of that led to him going into the success that he's had in the film industry, in the entertainment industry. The University of Alabama helped set Caleb up. It put having that in his resume really helped open doors for him. And so we sit and we talk about that now, X number of years later, that, man, you know, Dad, what if I had a went somewhere else? I hadn't walked on. I hadn't taken your counsel. And so it's the brand, the University of Alabama. There's college football. There's no other brand like it. That's what I'll tell people.
Caleb, you are one of the producers of this project with several younger, maybe sons and daughters of former Alabama players. One of them, obviously, Marlon Humphrey and Marlon's sister. So I'll just ask you, what was your goal with putting this project together? Nothing but a winner. Everybody can go see the film starting July 31st. You're going to have it in select theaters over the next couple of days. What was your goal, and really, what do you want people as they're leaving the theaters to take from this film?
Joe, my goal in this film was to create something that honored my father and players like him. And that's where Brianna Humphrey and Marlon Humphrey aligned as well when I called them and sort of explained to them the vision of this creatively. We just were like, man, this is something that will give us the opportunity to create Joe, film lasts forever. Movies last forever. And no matter where technology goes, someone will be able to pull up this film and watch, whether it be a long, long descendant of the Castillo family or the Humphrey family or Joe, your family, right? So that was what we set out to do, was create something that would honor our father's legacy, the university's legacy, and put something out there, man, that has your family's name on it. It's pretty cool. And so, you know, I'm deeply grateful for Marlon and him committing his hard-earned resources. He was an executive producer who came on and put up significant funding for us to get this done. So, you know, put his money where his mouth is. And I believe we created a film that not only represents our fathers and their journeys, but other men like them, and represents the university as a whole. You know, Greg Byrne sent me a nice email after he got an early viewing of the film, and he was just giving us little bit of high praise. So we're just really blessed that not only God gave us amazing fathers, but you know, they didn't waste their opportunities there, and they were pioneers in their own right. And I think it's, I mean, what an honor to be able to tell stories like this in general, but like for it to be so close to your family. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So that was what we set out to do. And then as far as what I'm hoping that people leave this theater, I'm hoping people leave the theater having been impacted by these men's character. These are men of high character. There's nothing more important in our day-to-day lives than us taking assessment of our character and who we are, how we treat others. These were young, these were boys at the time that got to the university and they left as men. And there's there aren't two greater leaders and motivators of men than Coach Bryant and Coach Saban. And I want people who watch this, whether they're Alabama fans or not, to be inspired by those two men as well. And also my dad mentioned something the other day that even, you know, I've been down in the weeds of this thing. And Joe, I don't think we ever realized like the privilege it is as Alabama fans that we've had not only one, but the two greatest coaches of all time. Most schools never, I mean, you know, come close to the number of championships or whatever it is that we've accomplished at Alabama, but having both of the greatest college coaches of all time be at the University of Alabama is something worth celebrating. And I'm hoping, man, that people leave that theater jumping up and down like they're leaving Saban Bryant Denny now, and going and telling their friends, go tell their Auburn friends, go tell whoever, because it really is a story that transcends beyond football. So that's what I would say.
Well, gentlemen, I really appreciate you giving me some of your time this morning. I know it's a very, very busy time for y'all as you're getting ready to have the premiere. It's going to be a big weekend across the Southeast. You guys can go see the film, Nothing But a Winner, in select theaters across the Southeast all through the weekend. Jeremiah, I'd like to ask you for the last word because I'm about to head to Alabama football practice, and I will let the people kind of marinate on whatever you have to say.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to leave you with my last words today on the show. I'll leave you with what I heard many a day before we went to practice, especially in a good old hot August two a day. And Joe, these words still resonate in my heart to this day. And Coach Bryant will walk in the meeting with his manila, that old folder rolled up, tap it on his hand and on his leg, and he says, "Men, you're special. You're special. God made you special." And that's what people need to know, whether they're an Alabama fan, an Auburn fan, or whoever, that we get a chance in this great game of football to watch special people put on Saturday. So life is special. People are. And that's what I love for people to know. They're special.
Thank you, gentlemen, so, so much for your time. I just spent a great 20 minutes with two special people. I really encourage everybody to go see Nothing But a Winner over the weekend. I saw it before SEC Media Days, and moving was an understatement. I was extremely, extremely moved, and I really appreciate everything that y'all have done to let me inside the project over the last couple of weeks.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for your time, man.
God bless.
Absolutely. You guys as well. Hope y'all have a great day. And I'm going to get out of here for the day. Actually, not for the day, for a couple hours. I'm going over to Alabama football practice. We're going to spend some time with Kalen DeBoer, and I'll be back on at 1 o'clock to let you know the guys were running well, who's running great. I mean, they're all running great. Great athletes. They're going to be running through some drills. We'll see a little bit of it, but it's time to get excited as fall camp starts today. I'll be back at 1 o'clock for a full hour right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.